Yesterday we discussed the importance of Limud Torah, and we discussed the question that the Ramchal here in Perek Hey, he touches upon when he says the words Halavai Oisi Ozu B'Sayrosi Shamaru Shama Orishaba Machzirin Lamutov. And we asked the question, just to review from yesterday, we asked the question that Rav Shach asked, how could it be that the Limud Torah from the Gimel, those who transgress the Gimel Chamurois, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damin, Avodah Zarah, those who commit bloodshed, idolatry, immorality, how could their Limud Torah bring a person to come back, Machzir Lamutov? So Rav Shach explained the power of Torah is so great that the Loinde Torah, if there would have been enough people who were learning Torah, it could have influenced even the sinners of the highest degree. A murderer, a person who does Avodah Zarah, who commits these acts of immorality, they can come back into tshuva. I didn't have enough time when we had to end yesterday just to bring out the importance of what we are doing here. The Torah that we do and everyone's doing is accomplishing so much. The Chayyus HaVavis tells us that one of the first points of appreciation to whatever we deal with is to realize how important it is. And we gave the example with the baseball that the child takes out to play ball with, and he shows his father how he made sure to use the dirty ball with that little scribble on it as opposed to the new $3.99 ball. They got a Target, you know. It's funny, I buy my balls, my boys, these baseballs, a whole bag of them. And they come back, they're shredded. You know, they don't make the balls like they used to. It's just unbelievable. It's not like my boys are little kids. I'm saying it's like they're not pounding these balls. So the father sees this ball that, what did he use? He used his autograph Hall of Famer. That's the ball he was pounding around. And it used to be worth $50,000. And now it's worth nothing. It's the value of realizing the importance of something which the little child didn't realize. When it comes to Limud Torah, when we say in the morning every single day that Talmud Torah is connected kulam, it's kipshuta kemashmoi. It exactly is what it says. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Someone was saying to me, suggesting maybe I go into a certain profession. I'm thinking I have a profession, but he wanted it. It's a good money making of I wasn't really interested. My response to him is, if someone says to me, you have an opportunity to press a button. There's a lot of buttons in front of you. You press the big red one, you make the most money. What's the red one? You keep pressing that red one. You press the other buttons, you make a little money. When the person's learning, it's a kleine mashal, it's a small mashal. A person, he's learning Torah. He has the opportunity to press the biggest button, to do the most. Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mikulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. So I should want to think of doing something else. Well, what's the havamina? What's the thought process? Make a few more dollars. So the first mafsidi azahirus, says the Ramchal in Perek Hey, is the tirda ilomis. Is this that I'm telling you? I once approached a person. I said, maybe you'd like to come join us in learning. Whatever, it was years ago. His response to me was, "There's just so many hours in the day." So, how many hours in the day? Now, basically, what he's telling me is, my dear friend, you have your priorities a little off. You know, we all have to make a living. We all have to spend time with the family. Listen, don't you know I go to shul and I go to the Rav's drasha? I fulfill my obligation. Now, he didn't say those words, but in his response to me, there's just so many hours in the day. The question is, what is the priority? And that's what we'll be getting into in the next piece.
The problem is they don't know how to get out of the box.
That's correct. That's the point.
You know, I'm so many times in the past, some people would tell me, "You don't understand. I have bills to pay. I have a family support. I said, if you would get out of the box, you could see how you can, get out of the rat race that you're. You're just getting on that wheel and spinning." It's an interesting story I heard. I forget how long ago, but apparently. Someone needs to be studying Torah at all times. If no one is studying at any time, the world ends. So So one the rabbi said that this he said the story that he's in the Bet Midrash during the day. He says, and he says to this one student, he says, let's say Yosef, where were you, what were you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning? All of a sudden, he gets nervous. I was here in the Bet Midrash. I was studying. He says, I figured that. I knew that. He says, you were the only one in the world learning at that moment, and because of you, we still exist.
So it's a very powerful point, and the truth is, it's not just a story, but it's reality.
Yeah.
It's reality. It's the more we internalize the importance of Torah, you know, we know that there are only a few things we close the Gemara for. Years ago, when I was in the yeshiva, I was approached by someone, and this was someone who was a tremendous masmid. He still is, and he's a Talmud Chacham. And I know this person values Torah. And he told me two words, and with those two words, I closed my Gemara. He comes over to me and says to me, Meis Mitzvah. I didn't know who this person was. I mean, I knew my friend. I didn't know who the Meis was. But the halacha is, you close the Gemara. For a case like that, a Meis Mitzvah. It so happened, we went out to Long Island. It was a cold day like today, even colder, very cold day. And I was missing one of my gloves. My left hand ballooned like hot dogs. And I couldn't close my I couldn't make a fist for hours because it was so swollen from the cold. The one glove I had, I passed it around as we were shoveling. It was a very, very, very cold day. But there are halachas. Who are we closing more? A Meis Mitzvah. Unfortunately, many people, their mindset is, everything's a Meis Mitzvah. Everything. That's what the story is telling you. I have to do this, I have to do that. You know, you remind me that very quickly, the question is, many times, a person only has a few minutes to learn. Rabbi Sol Salante said over, he should be learning Musa. Because if he learns Musa properly, he realizes he has more than a few minutes. He's only making it a few minutes. And that's what we discussed last week, I think it was, with that fanatical, that radical example of a person wasting his life in sports. You know, but unfortunately, it's a reality. It's the reality. You know, I know people who have season tickets to different places, and, you know, they tell me how many hours they spend traveling there and sitting in the cold and and getting rained on and snowed on. If today was a game day, they'd be there. It's snowing outside right now. But no, I mean, season tickets. My father had it. My grandfather had it. You know, it's in the Seira. I was saying to be a Deinu. Let's continue in the Ramchal. Behinei bichlal ze gam ken kviya se'itim el cheshboin hamayse v'tikunoi. Included in the tirda ilomis, when a person gets caught up, like we said, in the rat race, and he doesn't focus on limud ha-Torah, he also does not spend time with making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Kemo shekasavti lamayla, as I said earlier, ulvad kol ze koma sheyishar loy pinay mi'asakov. And besides for this, Milvad kolze komashi yishar loy pinay miyaskov im chachamu vada shol yabdeyu. If he's a smart person, when he has time in his hands or he'll make the time, he won't waste the time. Ela yoychaz boy miyad lo yar peyhu lasik boy beisik nafshoy v'tikun avidosay. When the person realizes, you know what, I have time. Some people carry a safer with them wherever they go. Why? Because as I heard from Rav Revda Shlita Shlomo Leib and Miriam Sharafu Shleima, that he said from a Zundel Misalant. Rav Zundel Misalant said that when a person should say to himself, when will I be free to go learn Torah? This person should be saying, repeating this in his mind. Mosai ez kelachzer lilmoy Torah. When will I be available to go learn? Why should he be repeating this in his mind? Because when he constantly says this to himself, and then when he has that free moment, so what's he doing? All of a sudden, that statement in his mind is flashing in his head with neon lights. And he has, oh, wait a minute, I am free. Wait a minute, so I have a goal. What's my goal? I'm working to finish a Masechta Mishnayos. Take up the Mishnayos. I'm working to finish a Halacha Sefer. Pick up the Halacha Sefer. Working to finish a Masechta and Gemara, whatever his goal is. But without this mindset, Rav Zundel says, a person is going to have the free time, he'll waste it. That's what he's saying here. Step number one, person wants to avoid the trap of the Yitzhahara and attacking him, not to be Zahir. He has to make sure he uses time properly, doesn't waste his time, as they say, he's killing time. He's killing time. This killing time is a lack of appreciation of the gift of life. His Rebbe. Rav Zundel's the Rebbe. Is that Rav Zundel was Salant? Salant is a town. Right? So Rav Zundel Salant was a Talmud from Rav Chaim Voloshin. It was, of course, a Talmud from the Gra. Right? They have Kisvei Rav Zundel. They have. Now we're going to go enter into the second category that Ramchal tells us how the Yetzirah comes to attack the person, not to be Zohar in his actions.
Before you go into
yes, please.
And this is, again, we in general, making the statement about the Jews, don't understand the value of Torah. Yosef learned in Yeshiva Shaman Ever. Why? To prepare himself on dealing with the real world, with loving.
Yaakov.
So, obviously, learning Torah and studying helps us to deal with the real world.
Right. It's a very, very good point. Unfortunately, the opposite is the mindset of many people when they feel, you have to, when you get out to the real world, you can be lost because you don't know how to. You said a very important point. I once asked a question. We had this last week's parasha. We had where Yaakov was dealing with Lavan, with the sheep and the different colors. And you would think something like this would be found in the Medrash, maybe. Why is it? Why is it in the Torah? Why is it written down in the Torah? So I was once told that in the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, says that Yaakov is teaching us a lesson that when you deal with a Lavan, we're not there to be a little, I'm a yid, I'm a lembula, I get stepped on. That's not what the Torah wants from us. A loved one's going to try to do something like this to you. Just stand up. You don't sit down and just take it from a loved one. Especially a loved one. Now that we mentioned a loved one, I'm just going to digress for a second. But the alma de shikra, the sheker, the lies that the world sells us, is if a person will read the Torah, he will look at it like Yaakov. Now I know he's Yaakov. He's that thief. I know. He runs away. He doesn't even say goodbye to the grandfather. The poor grandfather can't kiss his grandchildren goodbye. Look at this. What this Yaakov does. A person, he gives him daughters to marry. Yaakov, the Lavan, the grandfather, look at how much he gave him. What is the name Lavan? Lavan is white. It has a connotation of being pure, of clean. In his name, no, he probably changed his name. I don't know. In his name, he has a connotation of being friendly. He comes, gives a hug to Yaakov. Oh, what's he looking for? The gold. He says, I'm a dentist. Let me check your teeth. Free of charge. I'll take care of the insurance. Don't worry about it. I'm very good with insurance fraud. This is Lavan. And I want to tell you something. If you take the Amud de Shikra and you reverse it, what is the name Lavan backwards? No. Actual letters. Naval. A novel is an abomination, something disgusting. Because the essence of Lavan, backwards, right? Nun Beis Lamed, novel. It's in a disgusting thing. Really, what Lavan really stands for is the sheker that he really is. That's what Lavan is. And Lavan, even furthermore, and this is the Yitzhahara that exists today, when the spiritual holocaust exists of intermarriage, where Lavan puts his arm around the person. And Lavan says, come, let's be friends. And Yaakov says, Igar Sa'adusa, we're going to make this divider, Mechitza. You stay on your side, I'll stay on my side. We'll make a treaty. And don't forget this, though. And generations later,
As the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Midrashim tell us, Lavan is Bilam, whether the same neshama, is a, right? So Lavan, not the same words, same neshama, same neshama. That's extra, right? Lavan's only three, right? So the Mefarshim tell us that when the donkey is riding, pulling Bilam, what happens is he's smashing his foot on Galaad, on the same stones that generations earlier, Lavan and Yaakov agreed, you stay on your side, I stay on my side. What, the donkey's smashing on those stones. You're breaking the treaty here. You're coming to mingle with us. You want us to be with us, so we should come be like you. This is Lavan. And if we have to look at the generation we live in today, that's what's taking place. We don't see the evil venom and the poison of the Yetzer Hara coming after us. And we think, oh, Baruch Hashem, everything's so nice and friendly. That's when it's the most dangerous. That's when Lavan's teeth sink in and the claws get deeper and deeper. So thank you for bringing out the point here. Okay, there's well, much, lot more to elaborate. Let's continue now. Ach Hasheni. Hinehu Koshim Oid. Says the Ramchal, the second way the Yetzirah uses his tactics of forcing the person not to use the heroes, who has schoik v'halotzoin. Schoik and lotzoin, I'll just explain it and then we'll translate it, is taking something serious and making light of it. Schoik is laughter. It doesn't mean laughter. You can't make a joke. That's not what it means. Taking a serious situation and making light of it. If chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, there's a fire in a place, that's not the time to make a joke. That's not the time to take something lightly. You get out of the room, get out of the building. Imagine a person sees the fire, a real fire, and the response is making jokes about it. When they have in the schools, they have the fire drills. Part of the drill is that should be silence. Absolute silence. Not one student talking. Now, of course, when it's just a fire drill, the difficulty is the student knows it's a fire drill, even though they don't know about the drill coming. So the immaturity, I'll say, the maturity of the student is that, you know, they'll be whispering to their friend. That's where the problems start, because then when Chas V'Shalom, if it ever is, it should never be a serious situation, they're not trained properly. They're not trained to be quiet. Even if they might know it's serious, it's the training process. Here, a person who takes things as schoik, leitzonus, everything is a joke. As we'll see in a few lines from now, it could bring to the gravest of the worst sins of the Averis possible. Kimi sheteiveya bom hu kimi sheteiveya biyama godol. Person who is, his mida, his character trait, is one that takes those serious things in life and he makes light of them. It's like he's drowning in the Yama Godel. When I drive on the Belt Parkway, come off the Verrazano, I know last night someone told me he hasn't been in New York in over 10 years. Now, he doesn't live in Australia. He lives here, lives in Baltimore. He hasn't been in New York in 10 years. I'm thinking, how's that possible? You're so close. And he said it with a smile. But when I drive off and I come off the Verrazano, I look at the belt, I look at the ocean over there. And I have to tell you, it's a little frightening. If you look further down, it's just water. Imagine a person, Chas V'Shalom, is in that water. He has miles to swim to dry land. We make a bracha, Reika Oretz Alamayim. Hashem puts the dry land on the ocean, on the over the waters. Here, the Ramchal uses this as a mashal. Kimisha Teveya Bom. How can a person swim back to the shores? How can he break out of this? What does schoik do to a person? What is this mindset of taking this serious and treating it like nothing? It's ma'abed leiv ha'odom. A person loses his life. Achkevar ein hatam ha'deya ma'ishel esboi. This is what we've said weeks ago, up to the point, Ein hatam v'adei mashel esbayin. The tam, a person's mindset, is all wrong. His wiring is messed up. What he thinks is normal is not normal. I once met somebody, I'm not saying he falls in this category, I've said this in the past. I once met somebody who was inching at a street, at a corner. And he's looking both ways, which is very important. Before you leave, you have to look both ways. Look to the right, to the left. And I'm walking on the side, on the sidewalk. And I see him looking again, going a little further. Perfect. Everything's great. Then finally, he decides to cross the street and continue to go. Sounds great, right? Before you cross. There was one problem over here. It was a red light. This was a red light. He's looking both ways. It sounds crazy. What? Excuse me? Yeah, I said it right. It was a red light. He not a stop sign, a light that turns green also. I spoke to him. I said, what were you doing? This is broad daylight. There's a red light. He says to me, I was in a rush. It wasn't an emergency as to bring his wife to the hospital, he's having a baby. He was in a rush. Just go through a red light like that? Someone's told me he got pulled over by a police officer. Why? He went through a red light. Now, the person, he thought you're allowed to turn on the red when you weren't. The police officer said to him, what were you thinking? So he explained, it was a mistake. This person consciously decided, I'm going through the red light, broad daylight, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because I have to go somewhere. Eina tam va'adeya moshel esbay. Seichel's not running over there. It's not working. It's like if you had a computer that did something like that, we'd say it's malfunctioning. It's not working. Every time you press the L key, the letter P comes up. You bring it to the computer person and say, listen, it's not working. He's like a drunken person, like a fool. You speak to such people like this, and they'll tell you, what's wrong? What's the problem? They won't accept it. This is what Shlomo Melech tells us. Of laughter, I said, says Shlomo Melech, it is silliness. Mahilol, silliness. And happiness, what does it do? The Ramchal is not telling a person not to be happy. The Ramchal is not telling a person not to be having a good laugh. He's saying, don't take that which is serious and use it, make a light of the situation. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Thank you.